Preparing for extreme cold. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And there are some unbelievably simple things that you can do that can have a really big impact on the amount of energy you use.
Another cold blast of Arctic air is on the way, perhaps the coldest we've seen in some time, and homeowners should be preparing to protect their property and reduce the need for more energy. Trent Scott is the Director of Corporate Strategy with the Tennessee Electric Cooperative Association.
One may be overly simple, but bundle up. Keep your thermostat at about 68 degrees and, you know, throw on a few extra blankets or a few extra clothes. The more you bump your thermostat up, the more your heating and cooling system has to run, and it uses more energy and more money.
Trent Scott says member cooperatives with TECA serve about 1.1 million homes, farms, and businesses throughout Tennessee, and this week's winter weather has kept crews extremely busy restoring power and keeping it on, but little things that everyone should keep in mind during these cold spells will make their job easier and save homeowners money.
You know, you can wait and dry clothes the next morning. You can, maybe don't iron. Don't do those types of things when it's extremely cold, because that puts an additional strain on the electric system. So anything like that you can postpone until up in the afternoon when it's not so cold would certainly go a long way. It may seem simple, but everyone's combined efforts can contribute to reducing that demand.
Scott says you can also open up cabinets around water lines to allow air to circulate, and make sure to seal off any cracks around foundations, windows, or doors. Putting a towel under doorways can help tremendously.
We have more energy tips on our website at tnelectric.org.
And just be prepared for these sub-zero temperatures. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.